This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is December 16th, 2013. It's Random Ramblings of Randomness. I got E.S. Lee and a surprise guest, Calhoun.
Told y'all I was going to give him this thing with my partner here. Two guys I know. That's what I'm talking about. You look like there's some gym rats. I just look like a who just be fucking around.
You look like a guy who spent all his time in McDonald's while we spend all our time in L.A. Fitness.
I go to Golden Corral. I don't need that little boy stuff. I need for heart attacks. I don't need for snacks.
All right, this is Random Ramblings
of
Randomness.
Can't even say that shit right.
It's a tongue twister. If you can say Random Ramblings of Randomness three times straight, we got a prize for you.
You probably need pussy like Darren wants. You probably can freeze some little girl out here. Somebody daughter going to be fucked up.
Anyway, this is Random Ramblings of Randomness, holiday edition. And to recap, these random ramblings and randomness are normally me and E.S. Lee, and we just have general conversations and step in anytime, Mr. Lee. We have these conversations, and a lot of them being joking, but they do add value to at least our individual lives and hopefully to your life, too. So we use joking and just random stories. Would you agree that's it for the most part?
Yeah. We just bring a little bit of common sense and things that came to us, I guess, the days in our lives, taking chances with our lives, and we want to bring that information back to the people and hopefully in a reflective way, like you would when you're going to sleep, like, damn, I should have done that shit today.
Yeah. And just, like you said, to that point, just something that, hey, you can learn from us, you know what I'm saying? So if you get in that situation, you have one up on whatever. So for the first random rambling of randomness, since it's the holiday edition, and this in the 2000s, most women you deal with have kids.
Depending on your age. At our level, at our age bracket, most women had kids.
Yeah, we're in our 30s.
So. Yeah, like from really 24 on up, depending on what type of girls you
deal with.
Yeah,
there was some
hood. Turn up. That's 16
and up. But yeah. If you're dealing with, yeah, 24. Definitely 27,
25. We'll say 25. 25 and up.
Yeah.
The odds are very high that you're messing with a girl with kids. A kid, at least.
Well, let's be real. These hoes get loose early, these, right?
Yeah.
They like it raw just like we do, so. Yeah, they fucking and they having babies. Yeah. If she ain't had a baby, she at least had 2-3 abortions. So,
you hard on these
That's not the truth.
The first random rambling of randomness holiday style is, go ahead, I'll let you see it.
Well, question is going to be, can you be friends with, or how long can you maintain a relationship with a woman who has a kid who you can't fucking stand? Let's start with Calhoun. Calhoun, what do you think?
They're trying to fuck me over here. Listen. Let me just give a disclaimer first, just in case my girl hit this. I had no idea this was the topic. Tell the truth. I didn't know this was going to be the topic, and I didn't have nothing to do with this topic. That being said, I would think not long. So, whenever the dick, Lil Wayne says the best. It's like soon as I come to all my senses, right? That's a hard one with a kid you don't like, right? Because that's something that you're going to have to deal with. For a long time, and I don't see that going long. Now you can fuck around and fuck up, fall for her. You know what happens when you fall?
Yeah,
you accept a lot of shit you don't have
you
no business accepting.
You damn sure do.
So if you have any flags in the beginning, you need to go ahead and sever the ties.
Well, hold on to that. Hold on to them flags. Don't fall for them.
But it will be hard, especially if a freak game up.
Ooh, yeah, that's. Man. I guess that's the question. What if she's like a real live slut? And does everything you like. Because a lot of times, all that stuff goes out the window if you're getting fucked right. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, like, I promised my girl the moon when we broke that bed in there. Mm-hmm. Literally. You want the moon, you can have the moon. I ain't got a 2013 car. I can't buy the moon. But she can get it in that moment. But that kid thing is rough anyway, especially when you don't have any kids and we don't have any children.
No, none of us do.
So, I think that's an added dynamic if you have kids, if you don't have kids.
Yeah, that's real tough.
That's different if you have children.
Yeah, if you have children, you should be able to go with the flow a little longer, right?
You probably look past that little bullshit because people look at their kids like they fucking angels. They just yell and jump up and down and I do all kinds of crazy shit. You look at their kid like, what the hell wrong with them?
Yeah.
And they just excuse this shit. It ain't been 10 seconds ago.
My tolerance is very low.
Very, very low.
Like, I was raised a certain way.
Absolutely.
You know, and parents not raising their kids like, yes, sir, no, sir, yes. You know what I'm saying? We had those kind of manners growing up. You had those manners.
I mean, I had those manners, but even though parents aren't raising their kids that type of way, is it the fact that you're dealing with somebody else's problem, essentially? Well, I'm not going to say problem. You're dealing with somebody else's situation.
It is a problem.
And so, like, how do you – because you have to walk a fine line with the kid because, like, Mr. Lee just said, everybody thinks their child is perfect and is. You want to keep her legs open, so you got to keep the kid happy enough, long enough to keep her legs open, right?
I think that, so. To some degree, yeah, you just can't be vocal about not liking this little fuck, but you know, you gotta, and there's somebody you got a responsibility. I think if you're going to be in that person's life, in their life, in their lives, then you got a responsibility to the kid to share wisdom, just like what we're doing right here. But, you know, obviously a little bit different, but you got a responsibility to that child, too. I think and we take on that responsibility as men, as we look to give back, you know, in any capacity that we can. So that's something else you want, you know, there's the dynamic to it. Makes it more complicated.
It's also compromising to a degree, right? So, you didn't have a hand in raising this child. You don't know how this child was raised.
Well, you may have a hand, depending on when you kiss your child and the girl.
If you keep going with the girl, you're going to have a hand.
Yeah.
Or you first meet her, you don't have a hand in how this child is raised. You don't know what she's been doing. You don't know how that may not be important to them. Like, to me, it's important, yes, sir, no.
Yeah.
As an adult, that's important to me. That's a sign of respect. Uh-huh. To someone else, it may not be.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Or maybe they believe in whippings and you don't. Yeah. Or maybe, see, all those things are paramount. Maybe how you are raising them spiritually.
Yeah.
Financial situation, as far as phones and stuff. This is a new age.
Yeah.
You know, I came up old school. Wasn't none of that. We didn't, you know, back when we was up, it was beepers and stuff. My mom didn't have no beeper.
Not at all.
Now you giving kids cell phones.
Kids
have cell phones. I don't believe in
they
that.
They got a kid cell phone.
You believe in it. See the difference, though? I feel like you adding to the problem. You have a 12, young 10, guys. 11,
yeah.
13. Now, when you really young, you know, that's different. But when they get 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, you adding on to the problems that you're going to create.
You're giving easy access to it.
Exactly. You should be monitoring children.
I think that, and I'll say this, with any technology, there's an adverse side effect. And I'll give you an example. Somebody created a car, not realizing they would create auto deaths and things like that. And you know,
right.
Drunk driving and stuff like this. So with every step forward, there's always a little side thing. So the reason I say kids should have with phones with perverts and stuff like that nowadays, it's too much access on that side. But again, I feel the situations that if they have a phone, they could call an adult or something like that, and they can monitor. It can keep them out of a certain situation. Because I remember I was growing up, and my mom always used to be first to work, last to leave. And so, like, I'd be at the boys' club. The boys' club may not close till 6. My mom may not leave work till 6:45, not mentioning traffic or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'd be sitting out there about to cry. Where's my mom? Yeah. Everybody is gone home for the day. I'm sitting
and you outside the building because they locked outside the
boys' club in the dark right next to South Bend, mm-hmm. Joseph B. Whitehead. So you can only imagine, you know what I'm saying? And so,
South Bend?
Yeah, I used to be South Bend, Joseph B. I'm sitting outside.
Lakewood? When it would roll? Real Lakewood.
Exactly. I'm sitting outside, like.
Kind of fast for a in class who like to draw.
It's put in those situations. Yeah. But a cell phone, I could have just called my mom and said, hey, mom, where are you? Even if she just sent me a text saying, hey, I'll be there at a certain time.
See, now I think that is beneficial.
Now on the flip side, of course.
Now let me interject. The one reason why we're on different scopes, well, different sides here, because you know I was opposite. My mom was a stay-at-home mother, even though we didn't have nothing, but she was always at home. So she was there when I got up in the morning, left, and then when I came back home. So there was no need for it. And, you know, then it was wall phones. It wasn't cell phones. What's even worse for it now? Let's say you, 10 years old. cell phone. Well, this isn't like 95 cell phones. It was just a Nokia and you could just
call. The only thing you could do was
you
call.
On that net looking at Netflix. Oh, you on the net looking at something that you don't need to be looking at. You understand what I'm saying?
You can find out what the world is about.
Exactly. And that's what you don't need to be seeing at 10 years old. And we all used to watch Channel 99.
Spice Channel. Back in the day. On the satellite. Spice Channel.
That was what you were saying. And then, you know, you're going to do some stuff. And you got to expect your kids going to do some stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you can't. If you know they're going to do some stuff. If you see them with a gun, don't give them the bullets.
So let's bring it back to the conversation. That's the parent. But you not being the parent of that child, how does that affect you in that relationship? So with all the stuff we just spent the past 2 minutes saying, how does that affect you being
adverse
the dick for the girl?
It affects you adversely somehow now. Eventually, somewhere down the road, it's going to affect you in a very large manner.
I think it depends on how much you care about, you know, as a person. You know, like if your spirit is one of service and community, then you know you're gonna want to instill that same spirit and those and share that knowledge with the, you know, anybody that's around you. And you're spending more time around, you know, the child because you're spending more time around the mom. So my advice would be, if your spirit is one of service and community, then you know you're gonna want to instill that same spirit and those and share that knowledge with the, you know, anybody that's around you. And you're spending more time around, you know, the child because you're spending more time around the mom. So if your spirit is one of service and community, then you know you're going to want to instill that same spirit and those and share that knowledge with the, you know, anybody that's around you. And you're spending more time around, you know, the child because you're spending more time around the mom. So if your spirit is one of service and community, then you know you're gonna want to instill that same spirit and those and share that knowledge with the, you know, anybody that's around you. And you're spending more time around, you know, the child because you're spending more time around the mom. So if your spirit is one of service and community, then you know you're gonna want to instill that same spirit and those and share that knowledge with the, you know, anybody that's around you. And you're spending more time around, you know, the child because you're spending more time around the mom. So if your spirit is one of service and community, then you know you're going to want to instill that same spirit and those and share that knowledge with the, you know, anybody that's around you. And you're spending more time around, you know, the child because you're spending more time around the mom. So if your spirit is one of service and community, then you know you're gonna want to instill that same spirit and those and share that knowledge with the, you know, anybody that's around you. And you're spending more time around, you know, the child because you're spending more time around the mom. So if you got a young kid, you know, she deal. Come over there about 8, 9 o'clock at night when the kid went to sleep. Be gone by 5.
So, your general rule is?
That's just if you're going to fuck her, though. Yeah. That's just if
you
fuck her.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. If you fucking her, some point it's going to be, hey, Junior can we all go out? Or Junior, can you watch Junior real quick while I do this?
Well, now you're talking relationships.
Yeah, there you go.
Then that's different. I don't think the relationship, I think it's if you fuck with a girl.
With some sense. Uh-huh. Y'all are clicking. She's not going to let you over to her house unless there's some kind of feelings
there. She has to be some type of comfort
with you to your family. Yeah, exactly. But it's different when she over there spending time together monitoring you and she said, I'm leaving the house. I'm going to leave you alone with this kid. That's something completely.
Yeah. In your eyes, you just fucking the girl, right?
Eventually, but y'all going to have a talk very, very soon.
Yeah, soon as something's going to come up. She's going to invite you to something and you're going to say no one too many times. Yeah, and it's going to be like,
you're going to lose your pussy supply. Here's what we all know about women, right? That's just the honest. Y'all been dealing with it. Ain't going to be no secret here. Y'all been fucking them longer than I have. Well, I was virtuous as a youngster. I had chastity. I was a spiritual man. I wasn't a physical man. I was a spiritual man. I said my eye was on the Lord, not on the pussy. Now it's different. Now I got my eye on the prize. Here's what we all know.
They lie between their thighs.
Yes, sir. One of God's greatest creations. This is what we all know, though, from dealing with women. Any type of woman that you deal with, in any situation, circumstances, be it work, relationship, friend, whatever, all of them need you at some point in time. And if you're fucking them, they need you more. My friend says it best. Can you please help me? Help me with, can you do? And eventually, that's what it's going to be. I don't give a damn if she got a master's, nice car, nice house, dress nice, all that. Got credit debt out the wazoo. No food in the refrigerator because she going days to eat dinner. She's going to need you to come through. Eventually, all of them going to need you to come through. They're not like us. It's, you know, you'll go without a few men before you ask somebody for something, won't you?
Yeah, I'm not the type to ask or whatever.
You're not the type of ass. I'm not the type of ass. None of that. But everyone we don't dealt with, I don't ask for something. Some point in time or another. And some of you gay didn't have to ask. But at some point in time, they're going to need something. So it goes to with this kid.
Yeah, that is the to the kid. Yeah.
It goes with the kid.
So how do you counter that?
It depends on if you're in a relationship or not.
Yeah. Let's assume you don't want a relationship. Because we wouldn't be having this conversation if you did want a relationship, right?
Well, if you don't want a relationship.
Well, let me stop right there. Let's say you want to keep your pussy supply.
And you don't want a relationship?
And you don't want a relationship.
It's like holding one. Because you hit it the first time, the clock started ticking, buddy.
As much
You're gonna negotiate, you're gonna build a barbecue.
Now you don't start fucking a stick so much, year later you might can fuck her again.
Yeah, you may not get all the pussy this time, you only may get the fuck middle head next time. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's gonna stop.
Yeah.
Let's put a bow on it this way. How many months can you fuck with a girl with a kid you don't like? Let's actually give it a time frame in everybody's opinion. I'll let ESL start
it. I think it depends on how much time you spend. You know, I mean, because anything relative. If you only see the girl once a week, you can do it, you know, 6, 8 months. If you're seeing her all the time, then you may only get 3 weeks out of it.
So what's the max in your eyes? What would be the max in your eyes?
I'm going to do it in units of hours. I say in units of hours of FaceTime with her and the kid, I would say no more than 15, 20.
15 total hours?
15 to 20 total hours with her, the kid. You know you don't like this kid.
Oh, you mean all three together FaceTime?
Yeah, whenever you got to interact with her, other kid. I think that's all. You only going to get 15 to 20 hours of that, no matter however you spread that out over 6 months, 12 months, 3 weeks, whatever.
There's no telling. There's so many variables in the situation. It depends. To me, it depends on how much she likes you, well, how much she'll put up with. And then it depends on you. Me, I'm anal and I'm a bit of an ass. I'm gonna say something that
I'm asking your opinion. Oh, your opinion.
Oh, me with a kid. You know,
okay, I'll
burn that bridge pretty quick.
Yeah, I'll
start paying for pussy again.
I actually would say 3 months, a quarter. Yeah. I think in a quarter, because you can kind of once it starts to turn, you can kind of back away instead of messing knocking off twice a week, is maybe once every other week or something like that. You could put the work excuse in. You could. It's a lot of little excuses you could do to kind of buy your time. And then I think in a quarter of a year, everything would have come to the head that you would expect to. So that would be my rule. That give it a quarter of a year, and by then everything would have come to a head. Because you're gonna have my maybe 2 weeks of getting to know her. Maybe a good solid month of straight just fucking. So that's a month and a half or whatever.
And I think that's about when it's going to end.
But then you get her, after a month of fucking her, she probably going to throw it up and you can kind of slide your way through for 2 weeks or whatever.
During the month of fucking her.
You think so?
No, I know so.
Well, I would say at the max, this is a max. Max in my eyes would be 3 months or whatever. So, and while we're doing that, let's table it to the same, similar topic, but put a holiday spin on it. Christmas gifts. Mm-hmm. Do you buy the girl kids a Christmas gift?
You gotta buy the kid a Christmas gift, y'all. You don't buy the Christmas. You gonna have a. It's cheaper to buy the gift than it is to deal with everything that come after that.
Not sure.
So to a good point, you're saying that it's cheaper to get the gift than to deal with what comes with not getting the gift.
I think so. I mean, you gonna have to know your girl a little bit too, but I think
it's just a general rule. Yeah, it's cheaper to get the gift than
and not have to hear any deal with any of the fallout after that.
Okay.
I have two solutions to it. One, don't date nobody from December 1st to February 16th. And that gives you a long time to get you plenty of pussy supply and no excuse on none of that. Most of you do some barbecue.
You got about 3 months, then you got Mother's Day.
You go ahead and take it to somewhere corral Mother's Day or something. You can take it somewhere for Mother's Day. That's no problem.
Go corral. Yeah.
So that's no problem. Now, my second thing is me. I've been in a relationship for 6 months now. Uh-huh. And she knows exactly that she's not going to get a thing for Christmas, her or her children. Christmas. And then, not because I'm an asshole, because I don't celebrate Christmas. Yeah. So you go into a relationship, let's say if you're an old Baptist, or say if you're old, whatever it is, Methodist. Jehovah's Witness. You tell them Jehovah's Witness or Muslim. Assalamu alaikum, money in your pocket, happy birthday to you too. There you go. In the club, baby. That's what you do.
So you say one of the things you fake you switch your religious conventions just for this time of year. Or you tell them fake religious conventions.
If you're not one, I just don't let her come around your family because you're going to have a Christmas tree up in your house. But that's what you do. You really want to buy gifts for her and her children. You just fucking her? Come on now.
That's doing too much.
Man, I'm going to do you like Monday count. Come on, man. No, you ain't doing that.
So we're giving out awards. That person will get the You Suck Award for that, right?
You suck. You'll be a nice guy. If you want to be a nice guy, you be a nice guy. I wouldn't do it, though. Because you probably have somebody you're in a relationship with anyway if you're just fucking them, right? Yeah. So you're going to have to do that on your end. Now you're going to do this? That's just doing too much with your money.
All right, so you led into our next question. For the holiday season, jump off side chicks. Do you get them a gift?
Yeah, the gift of dick. That's what you get them. What do you get a jump off? You get a jump off
your side chick. You got to get them something, right?
Yeah, some dick. And
you got to get them more than some dick, though, don't you? I'm asking. This is just a...
What you get your side chicks? God,
this silence was golden. This silence was golden.
You in the archives? Well, I did by the bitch. His glasses popped up when I asked him. I mean, be honest. What kind of side chick we talking here?
A side chick you fucking. You got a girl, but you got a side chick or a jumper.
Does she know she's a side chick?
Let's put it to
this. Let's ask her, does she know she's a side chick? She knows
she's a side chick.
She knows she's a side chick. I think you got to play by the rules here. You don't want to
don't give her nothing.
Nah, I mean, if she playing it that cool,
she playing her position,
right? And everything coaching. Your old lady don't want to fuck. You call up whatever time and she fucking. Your old lady ain't want to cook. You call her whatever she cooking.
You gotta
get a reward.
You gotta pay in the off season, man. We're contract negotiating.
So what's the monetary limit for Christmas gift, Nick?
It depends on your money, your monetary situation. My monetary situation ain't your monetary situation. So,
but you get a bunny, you get a decent gift. That's
you
what
get
you're
her something. You know she been hitting around something. And you can afford it. I think you look out for her.
Yeah. What about the side chick who you fucking, but she think it's more than that?
You need to do less as possible because she need to know exactly what it is.
So you got to reel it in.
You got to reel that in.
I can see that.
Because if you're doing too much, she's going
to
leave.
It's going to take it to another.
You're going
to
blow some up.
I think that right there, is she going to use that? That she's going to live or die by that decision right there. That's going to let her know where she at. Then,
exactly.
There may be a follow-up conversation after that to say, damn, it kind of fucked up. I thought we was in there. You're going to have to explain.
But like gonna be your
it's a clear part, signal.
Your pussy plug's going to dry up on that. Got to do right by your old lady now. Your pussy plug over with. Let's just say this too. Now, neither one of us have side chicks or nothing like that. Let's just do a disclaimer here, in case someone hear this. We don't have no side chick. We believe in one woman for one man.
Absolutely.
If the bitch act right, man, listen. You gotta listen. My old ladies will tell you. You gotta learn your man for your early man. You gotta learn your man. Now, if you ride here every time he asks you to do something, it's a problem. What you gotta expect is gonna be some consequences for your actions. Right?
Always consequences.
Right? If you don't need your girl pussy like she wanted, hey, well, it's a nigga at the job that's gonna need it on break just like she likes it. Mm-hmm. So it's the same with them. She ain't sucking your dick like she need to suck it. If she ain't tending to you, catering to you like you need catering to. And everybody's different. Like you say, you're not a domestic kind of guy. You don't want a girl in there cooking and carrying all, right?
I mean, it doesn't care as much.
It doesn't.
Me.
It cares a lot to me. Because I'm not going to ask you for no bill money.
I'm with you.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
So, I need you to do that part. What am I asking you to do? So, let me ask you. What you asking your girl to do? Yeah, you're the type of guy going to ask her for no money. You don't want none of her money. But you going to do what you're supposed to do. Take her out and all that. So
yeah.
What you
looking
for? I mean, that's my personal business. But...
Sweet, listen, everybody with a daughter, send her the DA stacks. She gonna have her feet kicked up in the nigga fire. She gonna have to work this
Sweet Pimp Scott out there got them a bad chocolate brown sister.
You better send it to him.
Over here, get this
nigga butt. This shot a whole family.
He's a rest haven.
Listen, so what the fuck you wanted to do then? Honestly.
Honestly and truly, man, like, just as a real general thing, not to get too much into my private life, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, this is something the whole world's going to maybe listen to, you know what I'm saying?
Eight followers.
Just go with your general rules, Charlie.
My general rules for this, and I speak to me to a degree, like I said, I domestic cook, clean, all that isn't as big to me because I can do most of that stuff myself, or I can outsource it, I mean, I can get a cleaning person, go out to eat, whatever. As long as you're handling your own business and fucking me when I want to be fucked, or we're being intimate when I want to be intimate, pretty much how I want to be intimate, then I'm cool.
So I wanted to do like Pretty Woman and just save a whole marriage like Richard Gere did.
I was responding to you. Be quiet.
Nah, but like, yeah, so.
I don't value domestication as you. This isn't even on the topic. The topic was what do you buy your side chick?
Okay. Let's bring it back.
It's just random ramblings of breath. So oftentimes we get off the track.
So let's stay back in track. What's important to you since you asking these questions?
Well, most women always say they know what a real man does, right? Real man does this, real man does that, real man pay bills, real man fix it, real man do this, real man do that, right? Well, I just want what a real woman do.
Talk to me.
The whole expression is a hoe in the bedroom, a cook in the kitchen, and a lady in the streets. And I'll be just fine.
Have you found that combination yet?
It's 2013. That's a hard combination to find. But I'm close. The one I deal with, she's pretty close.
All right, so Major just walked in the building. We got another voice y'all done heard. Major, what you want in a real woman?
Man, shit ain't none of these hoes real, man.
None of them?
None of them, man. These bitches all got the same trick, man. Yeah. What can you do for me?
Ooh, yeah.
You done told me bad?
Now that Janet Jackson, okay, you done for me lately.
What about you, man? What about?
I think you get, it's a matter of preference. I like, I got to go with Calhoun. With
the saying he just said.
Yeah.
I'll give you $100 right now if you can record the saying he just said.
I'm trying to put him on the spot. Okay, we on the same show.
I'm just keeping it for time.
I mean, everybody want a real partner, right?
Let me turn it around. Let me say something.
Hold on. I will speak to myself on this one. That's the key word, partner, team. I was with a girl who, one day she said, we're a team. But the whole time she's, it's like being a teammate with like DeMarcus Cousins, somebody who backbiting you in the radio, in the media, yelling at you on the floor. Yeah. You want a true team where, hey, if I pass the ball, I know they're going to hit the shot.
Stopping them alone.
Exactly. You want to stop them alone. Or Jordan and Scott with Jordan. Like, I could never trust anybody but Scott.
Right.
You don't want nobody who, hey, if maybe I pass, maybe I get the ball back, maybe I don't.
Not Kobe and Shaq, then.
Yeah, you don't want a Kobe and Shaq where they, basically, that we can use sports to bring it in here. You don't want a Kobe and Shaq partner. Right. You don't want somebody who dry snitching on you, sneak this and you, you know, stun your growth in your career. You want a partner who they know what they're good at, they know what you're good at, and you both put each other in situations to be
y'all
good.
Y'all had some shitty situations y'all like.
Hey, man, you dealing with enough hoes.
Hey,
you
man, I'm the new AI. I'm going for 40.
So maybe say you do a one man show. You will.
Ain't no I in team, but it's an M and an E.
M and E.
It's an M and an E in team.
Yo, but to the point, that's what it is. And to bring this back to what we're talking about, what do you get your side chicks or your jump off? I think Calhoun basically summed it up best. It depends on how well she plays her role. Now, you get bench players who make the league minimum, or you get bench players who make what starters make. Mm-hmm. It just depends on how well. It depends on you knowing your role, how well you perform your role, and how consistently you perform your role.
Let's talk a little bit about role. Let's bring this out a little bit. Let's talk about role. So you just get a side chick. Let's assume that, you know what I mean, this is 2013. We not just fucking. We want to get some other value out of it besides just fucking them. Let's talk about
that. So what value in general would you see outside of sex?
I mean, so you can talk about, I mean, it was 2013, so maybe an attorney, may be able to get you out of jail, help you with a get your boy out bond, an accountant, yeah. May have may have some maybe a real estate agent, may be able to help you find a house or something like
she
that.
She it's about what she brings to the table.
Exactly.
Like. So or it can even be smaller than that, not even like that. But if you need smaller a ride to the airport,
yeah, she there, she consistent. Airport. God damn, you know you can't pay for consistency.
If you sick, she come by with some soup.
God damn.
I mean, it's just all kind of
shit like that. And you don't hit it like you was saying earlier. Him and Han and yeah, I guess you know what I mean?
This is small shit that matters, right?
Yeah,
a guy told me it's not what you do. It's the difference between having a girl who does stuff for you and does it with a smile on your face. It's a huge difference. That guy's a legend. I won't say his name on the show, but that guy's a legend.
It's a difference.
You tell us after the show, of course.
Definitely. I'll tell you soon as we cut him off. The guy's been on the show before. We're going to leave it like that.
Well, we ain't going to put it out there no more. Ain't hitting a lot of us.
Yeah. But I think that's a good general rule. That
so let's talk about that. So she playing her position now, whatever that position is. It might be fucking. It might be, you know what I mean? Maybe your girl cook okay and this one cook great. Or whatever it is. If she playing her position, what do you get?
You get her what she deserves.
I gotta agree.
I agree too. I think you, we're not gonna say a monetary limit. Let's say this. Oh. She may get the same gift your wife did, or the same type of price range or whatever. Mm-hmm. So let's say your wife wanted a massage or whatever, one of those things that she can massage her back with. Maybe you get both of them that or whatever. Or, you know, maybe you get both of them some nice perfume or something. You know what I'm saying? Because she's playing her role on the bench like on the starting. Any team, you have to have a strong starting unit, but a strong bench too.
Well, you're building around a central player. You got one player that's good at one thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Have
some depth.
Exactly. Exactly. So you got your one player who's good at shooting, but you need rebounding. Exactly. So she come out the bench. You got
another person great at defense.
Exactly.
And let's again do a disclaimer now. We do not condone cheating.
Or endorse cheating.
Not we condone or endorse.
These are just like,
but we real talk, real talk.
But we just being
real
honest.
Talk, yeah.
Just being honest. We now, as a side note again, to any ladies that's hearing, get on your job, stay on your job, so your man not discussing where to get a side chick.
And, you and get on top of that, deals. Ask your man what is your job.
Good, man. He ain't stacked. Damn, good question. Don't think you know how you're pleasing the motherfucker. Don't suck his dick like you sucked the last nigga. Then he might want you to slow bob.
He might want you to hump him over like you.
You don't know what he wants.
And we just gonna let this team analogy run through. Your job on the former team may have been the primary scorer, but on this team, you may need to be the rebounder. Exactly. So you have to understand what he needs you to do.
Know your role.
On your team. And the best way you know that is to ask.
That's us too. That's me and too. We try to better understand, you know, and we don't pick up hints as well. So, you know.
Tell him straight out.
Straight out.
Don't hint.
Yeah. Look here, buddy.
Yeah.
Foreplay. Look here, buddy. 20 minutes.
Tell him.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Foreplay. Then go to work. Tell them if that's what you like. Or if it don't matter to you, then it don't matter.
Exactly. But you do.
But it didn't matter, though. It probably do matter. You probably do want your 20 minutes. And tell them cuddle.
Yeah. If that's what they like.
If that's what you want.
Yeah. So to put a bow on this one, basically, we're just saying,
women ain't shit. But y'all already knew that. That's why y'all not friends.
we gonna basically wrap it up like this and say, ladies, just find out your role, know your role, be good at your role, and be available to do your role. And guys, if the woman's doing that, reward her correctly.
There you go.
It goes for both parts. Don't be afraid to do your role.
That's true.
And accept your role.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
And listen to something. Listen, when a motherfucker tell you they like something and they go against your intuitions, shut the fuck up and do what that man said he like.
Or find another one.
They go with your intuitions. Don't think you know better than he do about what he want.
Because you don't.
Because you don't.
All right. Thank y'all for listening. And just on a final note, vote for us for the Stitcher Awards. You got to have a Facebook account. But if you go to Stitcher.com or search Stitcher Awards, vote for Digital Darren, Digital D-A-R-O-N, for Best Overall Podcast, Best New Podcast, Best Sports Commentary, Most Innovative Podcast. We really would appreciate it. Again, just search Stitcher, STITCHER, awards and vote for us. And again, you got to have a Facebook account for that. Anything y'all want to plug in the business, anything y'all want to plug?
I know earlier I had said I'll plug a $30 bitch. I want to recant that statement. Now that we on Stitcher, we may have a few fans. I feel I don't need to pay. So, bitch, send your picture.
Oh, it's free now.
Bitch, you goddamn right, bitch. You about to suck on the Facebook dick. Send your fucking picture to, what's the email address again?
DigitalDaron@gmail.com. Attention, Calhoun.
Always.
Thank y'all for listening. Look out for Yuri and Lewinsky You Suck Awards. That's going to be a real fun one. And
I'm looking for something like that, too, in the email. Right. I'll be coming soon.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend.